我们一起打开圣经看哥林多后书第六章。Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 我们今天认识的话题呢，就是关乎每一个基督徒。And the topic we'll be sharing this morning is about all of us as Christians. 我相信是对我们每一个人是重要。And I believe it's an important topic for all of us. 今天我们在第六章的时候呢，可能从中文俗语呢，就说近朱者赤，近墨者黑，有关系。You know, maybe, you know, as the Chinese say, you know, if you hang out with a pig, you become a pig. And if you hang out with somebody that's black, you turn black, you know. Meaning that, you know, other people run off on us. We become like those that we associate with, right? So, 这个星期在新闻，如果你留意一下，香港大学都会看到一个的现象。And this week, if you notice in the Hong Kong news, you know, about Hong Kong University, you'll see a similar thing. 那我不是即有任何立场，我只是想讲一点。I don't have any particular position on this, I just want to share one point. 即未必是认同是，即好像有人说是吸毒这样。I may not agree that, like one person said, you know, they've been drugged or whatever. 但有个事实，在心理学有个群众压力。But there is a fact that, you know, in psychology about the psyche of the masses. 那个群众做的事呢，就是加埋入来的，就是受他影响。And so as the group of people gets involved in doing something, it's easy to get caught up in doing it. And 跟着又是不知自己做什么。受他影响。And then you get caught up in it and you don't know what you're doing and you're affected by them. 我们很容易受别人影响。And it's easy for us to be affected by other people. 所以今天你是受哪个的影响？ So who are you being affected by today? 哪个是影响你的思维，影响你的行为？ Who is affecting your thoughts and your actions? 今天我们要看的经文呢，就是第六章十一节到十八节。So today we'll be looking at 2 Corinthians 6 verse 11 to 18. 但是我们看的主题就是与世界做朋友的危险。And the title of my message is The Danger of Being a Friend of the World. 同世界做朋友是危险。It's dangerous to be a friend with the world. 我会看三方面。第一方面是错误的爱心，使人觉得狭窄。And the first point is wrong affections get you hard pressed. 我的第二方面就是错误的配合，使人觉得困难。And my second point is that wrong attachments get you in trouble. 第三点就是错误的关系，使人与神分开的。And the third thing is that wrong relationships get you separated from God. 我们求神帮助我们能够有合神心意的行为和思想。And may Lord help us that we can have attitudes and actions that are pleasing to God. 所以我们先去看十一节，我会读到十五节。So I'm going to read first from verse 11 to verse 15. 十一节。哥林多人啊，我们向你们口是敞开的，心是宽容的。O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. 你们狭窄，原不在乎我们，是在乎自己的心肠狭窄。You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections.你们也要照样用宽宏的心报答我。我这话正对你们，正对自己的孩子说的。Now in return for the same, I speak as to children. You also be open. 你们和不信的原不相配，不要同负一轭。义和不义有什么相干呢？光明与黑暗有什么相通呢？ Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? 基督和比利 有什么相和呢？信主和不信主有什么相干呢？ And what accord has Christ with Belial, or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? 我们一起低头祈祷。 Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们欢迎你来到我们当中，求你透过这个经文是开启我们的心，开启我们的思想，让我们能够明白我们身为基督徒，你是想我们怎样去过一个得你喜悦的人。我们恳求主耶稣今天在我们当中浇灌你的灵，在这里运行，是让我们可以领受到你的触摸，感受到你的同在。我们欢迎你教导我们，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 在这里第一点，我们看错误的心使人狭窄。And so as we see, the wrong affections get you hard-pressed. 我们保罗开始分享他的题目，他先向哥林多人表达他的爱心。And as Paul is starting to share here, he shares his love and affection for the Corinthians. 我们一路看哥林多前书和 后书一节至五节。As we've been studying in 1 Corinthians and then in the first five chapters of 2 Corinthians, 我们看到保罗真的很关心、很爱惜这班人。And you can see how Paul really loves and cares for the church of Corinth. 他是关心，他是很用心机教导。And he was really concerned and he would teach them from his heart. 在第六章第一至第十节，我们上个星期看到。And last week we saw in chapter 6 verse 1 to 10, 我们见到今日是拯救的日子，不要辜负神的恩典。And we saw how today is the day of salvation, and don't take the grace of God for granted. 保罗就是这样讲紧，他说我心是宽宏的，我口是张开的。 And so Paul says, I've spoken openly to you, our heart is wide open. 保罗对他有个开放的心，有个教导的心，有个亲密的心。 And so Paul has this open heart, he's got this affection for them, and he's got this close relationship for them. 他是真的是爱心说实话， and he's speaking the truth in love. 爱心说实话是不容易。And to speak the truth in love is not easy. 很多事呢就是容易令到人家耳耳的。And sometimes it makes people's, you know, ears kind of hurt, you know, they don't want to listen to it. 咁但係保罗同佢讲佢冇恶意嘅。But Paul's saying, I'm not saying this out of a bad attitude. 佢係话佢听。个问题唔系保罗嘅，个问题系佢自己嘅。But Paul's saying, hey, the problem's not with me, man. The problem's with you guys. 如果你记得系哥林多后书头一两章嘅时候，保罗都系针对一个问题。And if you remember in 2 Corinthians, the first two chapters, Paul is dealing with an issue. 因为有啲哥林多教会啲人咧系唔接受保罗嘅权威， because some people in the church of Corinth didn't accept his authority. 佢话保罗系边个冇权去教我哋， and he said, who is this Paul? He can't teach us. 所以保罗话呢个问题唔系我嘅问题，我用宽容宽宏嘅心，个问题系你哋嘅。So Paul saying, hey, the problem's not with me, the problem's with you. 你睇十二节 ，look at verse 12， 你们狭窄。原不在乎我们，是在乎自己的心肠狭窄。He said, you are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. 他这个讲法就很有趣的，他说你们的心是狭窄的，是受你的心狭窄的影响。 So he's saying, you've got a narrow heart, your heart is being crushed in, and you're being affected by the narrowness in your heart. 哇，这个讲法很有趣的。 And so what he's saying is kind of interesting. 即是这个狭窄的意思就是一个的是两难之间，是一个被困住的。 And so you know, to be in a narrow a restricted place, you know, you're there, it's maybe between two difficult places and you're being crushed in. 在原文都是这样的意思，就是好像有一个的压力压住你心肠， 是将你那个弯弯曲曲的地方是窄扁的。And you know, maybe it has a connotation of being in a narrow place that's kind of pressing on you and pushing on you and pressing out all the cranks and the kinks, you know, to straighten you out. 这个是狭窄的心。And that's what it has to be, a narrow heart pressing on you. 你会觉得有些好像四面压力的。两难之间有不同的东西压住我，令我很辛苦。Have you ever thought that, you know, like you're in some situations and these pressures coming from all different ways and pushing on you and pushing on you? And it just is difficult, isn't it?
哥林多教会的问题就是他的爱心太多。
The problem with the Corinthian church is they had too much love.
他的爱心是压住他的心，心肠狭窄。
And their too much love caused them to be crushed with too much love.
他是受这些感情，这些影响，
and they're being affected by their emotions.
但当然他是受这个影响是负面的影响。
But of course they're being affected in the wrong way.
他的压窄的心就是通常 我会想到是有一个狭窄的思想的人呢，是一个是不开通的，是不是？是一个的是有自己的固执，有自己一套东西，不客观，是很主观的。
Usually when I think of somebody that's narrow-minded, you'd think that he's got his own opinion. He's not open to listening to other people's. He's stubborn, he's stuck in his way.
是不是？一个狭窄的思想就是不会开放给别人。
And so if you have a narrow-minded heart, then you're not going to be listening to other people.
保罗说他有狭窄，心肠狭窄。
And so Paul said they're restricted by their affections. In other words, their heart is narrow-minded.
但是因为这样是他的问题，他因为爱心太多。
But their problem is because they have too much love.
那这其实什么意思？ So what does it mean?
他就因为他太爱世界，因为太爱世上的事，他对保罗是狭窄的思想。And it's because they have too much of a love for the world and too much of a love for the worldly things, they've got a narrow mind towards Paul's teaching.
因为他 是宽容接受世界的事，他就是不能够接受保罗的教导。
And because they're so open-minded to the world, they're closed-minded to what Paul's trying to teach.
其实跟我们相反，我们会觉得狭窄的思想是应该开放对世界。但是保罗说，因为他开放对世界，所以狭窄的思想。
Usually we think a narrow-minded person, they should open their mind to the things of the world. But Paul's saying, it's because your mind is open to the things of the world, now you're narrow-minded.
好像相反，是不是？
It seems kind of reversed, doesn't it?
他爱世界太多。其实这个是困扰他。
This whole attitude is restricting them.
是影响到他是矛盾的。
And it's causing them to be... irony
in conflict. 他是没办法得到释放， and they can't be at peace. 那什么意思？如果你是一个想人人都满足的人，你会发现到这个困难。
Now, if you're somebody who's trying to be a man pleaser and please everybody, you'll see what I'm talking about.
因为你想个个都喜欢你，你想做到每一样嘢都是讨好他的。行不行啊？
Can you ever possibly make everybody happy and always be the person that everybody likes?
是不可能的。你讨好这个人，这个人就不喜欢；你讨好那个人，他就不喜欢。
You know, you please this guy, that guy's not happy. You please that guy, this guy's not happy.
不可能是人人都讨好的。
It's impossible to make everybody happy all the time.
是不是？所以哥林多教会是有这个矛盾，他因为狭窄的思想想讨好所有人，想爱世界太多，变成他不接受保罗的教导。
And so because they want to make the world happy, they want to appease their people, their associates, they're closed off to Paul. 嗱，如果我爱 A 君，满足 A 君 ，B 君就唔中意；我满足 B 君 ，A 君就唔中意。
And so if I try to be good to person A over here, then person B gets offended. And I try to be good to person B, then person A gets offended.
对世界嘅开放，令到我哋对耶稣有收窄。
If you're open to the world, then you're going to be close to to Jesus.
如果你对耶稣开放，可能对世界要关闭。
And if you're open to Jesus, maybe you need to close off to the world.
所以呢个保罗讲呢个嘅问题，即系可以睇得到系心肠狭窄，表示思想系单方。
And so you can see that as Paul is saying that as their heart is narrowed in and crushed in, it's that their focus is one directional.
佢有啲蒙塞。有啲盲点
，they're being stubborn, they're being blinded,
因为佢唔听保罗从神而嚟嘅说话
，because they're not listening to what Paul's saying to them.
保罗嘅意思就要心肠狭窄，因为佢太开放，开放令到佢心有矛盾
，and so their heart is being crushed because they're too open and being too open is causing them conflict.
嗱，呢个我哋今日要问翻自己，我哋系咪咁
？So today we need to ask ourselves, are we like that?
可以有太多爱心咩
？Can you love too much?
可唔可以爱心过多
？Can you have love somebody too much?
我哋如果爱心放错位置，就会系爱心错。
And if you put your love in the wrong place, then maybe you're loving in the wrong way.
现今世界呢，就要求我哋用一个宽容嘅心、气量嘅心，系拥抱接纳所有人。
And now the world is teaching us that we need to be tolerant. We need to have tolerance in accepting of everybody, no matter what they believe.
无论佢系有乜嘢嘅背景，无论有乜嘢嘅性别取向，无论有乜嘢嘅生活嘅方式。
It doesn't matter what their background is, what their sexual preference is, what their lifestyle is like.
我哋系要接纳。接纳的意思就是欢迎认同
And so we need to be accepting And being accepting means that we welcome them And we agree with them
不认同现在就称为歧视
And if you don't agree with them Now you're being labeled as being prejudiced
你唔认同就冇气量嘅，唔容忍。
And so if you don't agree, that means you're intolerant. You're not being tolerant of what they're doing.
基督徒唔可以接纳呢个现代嘅观点。
As Christians, we cannot accept this worldly view.
因为如果我哋接受呢个观点，我哋系否认我哋基本嘅信仰
？Because if we accept this in our belief, then we are rejecting our basic beliefs as Christians.
我相信有绝对真理
，I believe in absolute truth.
我相信有对同埋错
，I believe there is right and there is wrong.
我爱所有嘅人。无论你系咩背景，无论你咩生活方式，我都爱你。
And I love all people, no matter what your background is, no matter what your lifestyle is like. I love you.
但系唔等于我接纳、认同你嘅方式。
But it doesn't mean that I accept and agree with your lifestyle.
我系接纳，唔等于我接纳你嘅错。
And accepting you doesn't mean that I accept your mistakes or your faults.
我同意人的生活方式不等于我狭窄
And not agreeing with certain lifestyles doesn't mean that I'm narrow-minded.
因为如果我们基督徒我们一定要相信一样东西
Because if we are Christians, we need to believe in one thing. 有绝对真理。There is absolute truth. 如果我们接受世界这个的观点，我们是怎样？
If we accept the view of the world, what does that mean?
是没有一个绝对的错或者绝对的对。
That means that we accept that there is no standard for right and wrong.
是没有一个正常或者非正常的生活。
There is no normal or abnormal lifestyle.
是没有一个合乎神心意或者不合乎神心意的生活。
And there is nothing that is pleasing to God or not pleasing to God.
如果我们接受世界这个这一套，
If we accept the world's view.
但是保罗在十四节同埋十五节讲清楚佢嘅立场。
But Paul here in chapter 6:14 and 15 tells us clearly what his view is.
你们和不信的原不相配，不要同父一轭。义和不义有什么相干交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？
Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion has light with darknesses?
基督和比利有什么相和呢？信主和不信主的有什么相干呢？
And what accord has Christ with Belial, and what part has a believer with an unbeliever?
保罗就说他太开放对世界，变咗对神系关闭。
So Paul saying you're too open to the world, that means you're being closed to God.
你要对世界关闭，先至开放俾神。
And you need to close off to the world so you can open up to God.
你系基督徒，你唔应该同世界同父一轭。
And as a Christian, you should not be unequally yoked with the world.
爱心可以太多咩？
Can you love too much?
哥林多教会是爱世界太多。
The Corinthian church loved the world too much.
他就是爱世界身边那些人的，不想得罪他嘛，是想容忍他的错。
And they loved those people around them and they didn't want to offend, you know, they didn't want to make them uncomfortable.
所以他无论是就算是一个仔有跟他计谋一起睡觉一起上床都无所谓，接纳啊，可以说无所谓，大家是弟兄姊妹。
And so, you know, somebody's sleeping with his stepmother, you know, and having an immoral relationship. It's okay, you know, we love him in Jesus, you know, we're all one.
这个就是保罗说不可以这样的。
And Paul says, you know, you can't do that.
我们他哥林多教会的不同程度的关系是爱过了善。
And the Corinthian church in different relationships and different standards, they crossed the line in their love.
他爱太多。他做超乎应该做的。
And they loved more than they should have loved.
什么意思？有没有界限？有没有善？有一个你过善就是不得，或者不过善不得。
Are there guidelines? Are there boundary lines? And if you cross the line, then you've gone over? Or are there no cross lines?
可能我讲到婚姻、做生意的拍档、友谊或者其他，是不是同父一轭？
Maybe Paul in relationships to marriage, business partners, close friends, or maybe other relationships. Can you be unequally yoked with somebody?
这些关系会影响你基督徒的生命。
And these relationships will affect your Christian life.
他们心肠是受狭窄。两难之间。
And their hearts were restricted and pressed and crushed in.They're in the middle of a difficult place, a rock and a hard place.
他们知道圣经要他怎样做得神喜悦，但因为他的关系，他做不到神想他做的事。
They knew what the Bible said, what you're supposed to do to be pleasing to God, but because of these relationships, they couldn't do what God wanted them to do.
那可能我们面对一些问题，即是热话题而家
，Maybe we're facing some of the current issues that are really pressing on us today.
基督徒对同性恋点样睇？
How do Christians look at homosexuals?
从圣经的角度，可以接纳任何方式生活，任何的方式，任何的关系吗？
And from the biblical point of view, can we accept any relationship, any lifestyle?
接纳包括同意、认同、赞成。
And accepting implies that you agree, you are
认同、同意、赞成。全部英文都是 agree, 是吗？
Okay, you agree, you agree, you agree. I can't think of other English words for that.
不要说同性恋，不如说其他的关系，看你的反应怎么
样。Let's not talk about homosexuals. Let me ask a couple other relationship problems and see what your response is.
身为基督徒，
as Christians,
你可不可以接纳一男多妻呢？
Can you accept one husband with many wives? Polygamy.
一妻多夫，
one wife, many husbands.
基督徒需不需要结婚呢？可不可以做一个基督徒热心翻教会，但同居不结婚？
As Christians, do we need to get married? Why don't I just, as a Christian, live with my girlfriend and keep coming to church, living together?
行不行？夫妇，基督徒夫妇，
Christian husbands and wives,
可以随便放下假，包下二奶，有个外遇。
We can have a vacation from our spouse,and we can go off and have an extramarital affair or have a mistress on the side. It's okay. We're Christians.
行不行？我个都说不行。即使说你个都是心里面有个界限，有这个善恶对与错的观点。
So all of you in your hearts, you have a boundary. You have what you think is right and what is wrong.
咁可唔可以教会容忍一啲系规范呢啲嘅界限，即系入到教会，我哋拥抱啊，冇所谓啊，爱你嘅。
And so somebody goes beyond these boundaries as a church. Do we just welcome and embrace? Oh, it's okay, man. You're one in Christ. We love you anyway.
我哋系睇到一个好大矛盾嘅，太过容忍、太爱世界，会影响到我哋核责对神嘅教导。
And so we see the problem, if we love the world too much, if we're too tolerant towards the world, we're closed off to God.
我想告诉你，无论你有什么习惯或者生活方式，我可以接纳你。
I want to tell you today, no matter what your background, no matter what your lifestyle, I can accept you.
这个是你的选择。
This is your choice.
但是如果你说信耶稣，你的生活方式要按照神的标准来行。
But if you make a choice to become a Christian, your lifestyle has to be in unity with what God's perfect plan is.
如果你的行为和神的安排有冲突，我就不接纳你的行为。
Now, if your lifestyle is in opposition to what God's desire is, then I do not accept your lifestyle.
我唔接受你嘅生活方式，唔等于我唔接受你。
Not accepting your lifestyle doesn't mean I don't accept you.
明唔明个分别？我爱你，但我未必爱你嘅行为。
I can love you, man, but I may not love the things that you're doing.
系通唔通啊？我想讲一个太爱心嘅例子。
I want to give an example of what it is to love too much.
喺美国、英国、澳洲而家面对呢个困难。
Now today in the United States, in England, and in Australia, they're facing this difficulty.
就系要容忍、要宽容、要欺凌对别人。
We need to be tolerant. We need to be accepting and loving of everybody.
美国伊斯兰教徒 因为个女离开伊斯兰教信耶稣，爸爸就是按照伊斯兰教的法例杀了他的女。In the United States, an Islamic Muslim family, the daughter from the Muslim family becomes a Christian. Because the father is an Islamic father, he kills his daughter. 法院，警察拉他带去法院。爸爸怎么说？ The police arrest him, take him to court. What does the father say?我要求按照伊斯兰教的法例审我。He says, I demand to be judged by Shiite law. 我是伊斯兰教徒，我是应该按照伊斯兰国法来审我。I'm a Muslim, I should be judged by Shiite law. 按照伊斯兰教的法例是怎样？ And what does it mean to be judged by Shiite law?按照伊斯兰教的，如果他的女儿是归向耶稣，他一定要杀他。According to Islamic Shiite law, if your daughter becomes a Christian or your son, you must execute them. 于是如果按照伊斯兰教的国法审他，他是无罪，他做得对，应该赞他。And so if you judge him by Shiite law, he's not guilty. He's done the right thing. You should praise him. Let him go.他在美国是要求用伊斯兰国法来审他。And as an American citizen, he's demanding to be judged by Shiite law. 那如果我们宽容，我们容忍，我们大家应该说，这个是他的文化，这个是他的背景，这个是他的习惯，应该可以了。Now, if we're, you know, we're tolerant and we're accepting and loving, we should have this attitude.That's their culture. That's their background. That's the way that they believe. We should let them do what they want. Would that work? 当然不得嘛。所以一定有界限。So there must be boundaries. 什么是真理？什么是绝对？什么是真？真啊？什么是对？什么是错？So, is there absolute truth? What is right? What is wrong? What is sin? 睇翻十四节同埋十五节。Look back at verse 14 and 15. 你们和不信的原不相配，不要同父一轭。义和不义有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion has light with darkness? 基督和比利有什么相和呢？信主和不信主有什么相干呢？ And what accord has Christ with Balaam, and what part has the believer with unbeliever? 不要同父一轭。Don't be unequally yoked. 这个什么意思? What does that mean? 我们要了解这个意思对我们基督徒是非常之重要。This is very important for us as Christians. 因为错误的配合使人困难。Because wrong attachments get you in trouble. 同父一轭是从教育圣经。Unequally yoked comes from the Old Testament. 在耕田的时候，他会用牛耕田，摆个轭在个颈。And they would use, you know, an ox to plow the field, and they'd put a yoke, a harness on his neck. 那他这个的教育圣经生命记二十二章第十节话我们听。And in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy 22, verses 10, a very short verse, 不可并用牛驴耕地。You shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together. 即是不要同父一轭，即是一个相轭，就一个牛同埋驴，就一起耕地。And so don't have an ox and a donkey in the same harness, in the same yoke.因为他性情不一样， 性格唔一样，佢两个力度唔一样。Because they have different personalities, they've got different styles, and actually their strength is different. 你摆佢一齐呢，其实对佢残忍。You put them together is actually very cruel, right? 佢唔会合作 ，and maybe they wouldn't even cooperate together. 利未记十九章十九节。In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 19, 你们要守我的律例，不可叫你的牲畜与异类配合，不可用两样财杂的种种你的地，也不可用两样财杂的料做衣服穿在身上。You shall keep my statutes. You shall not let your livestock breed with another kind. You shall not sow your field with mixed seed. You shall, nor shall a garment of mixed linen and wool come upon you.
这个意思就是两个完全不配合的事情，你不应该做。
And so what it's teaching is that two things that are from different kinds should not be mixed together.
保罗话同父一轭就系形容喺基督徒身上
，and so Paul is using unequally yoked for us as Christians。
我哋基督徒系同世界嘅关系
，it's for us as Christians and for our relationship with the world。
信主同埋唔信主系有唔同嘅观点
，and as Christians and the world we have different。Values.
我们有不同的价值观
We have different opinions.
我们有不同的目标
We have different goals.
我们有不同的生活和盼望
We have different lifestyle and we have different hopes.
我们同世界是完全不一样
We should be very different, completely different from the world.
所以基督徒和非基督徒配合呢就是会有冲突的
And so Christians with non-Christians as we come together, we're going to have conflict.
无论是婚姻里面或者生意拍档、友谊等等都会有冲突
And so if it's in marriage, if it's in business partnerships, if it's in friendships, there's going to be conflicts.
我们希望可以生活得愉快
We hope that we can live a happy life.
但是因为有不同的价值观就分别
But because we have a different value system, things are different.
讲个例子，嗱，我哋唔系讲一般打工仔，你唔好误会。
We're not talking about just people working, you know.
如果你系一个开铺做生意
，Let's say you're a businessman and you got your shop or whatever.
跟住你有个拍档，你系基督徒，你嘅拍档系唔系基督徒？
And so two partners work together to start a business. One is a Christian and one is not.
咁啊，基督徒嗰个咧就系要按照神嘅意思，廉洁啊、公义嘅、公利嘅啊，即系仰望神啊，对人慷慨嘅客气，就系唔呃人啦。
And so the Christian, you know, he wants to be righteous in his business. You know, he wants to do his business according to the law. He wants to make sure that everything he does, you know, is in agreement with the Bible and love and treating people kindly.
佢嘅拍档咧唔信主
，his partner doesn't believe.
所以咧，只眼开只眼闭啊，抬底交易啦，偷工减料啊。
And so, you know, the unbelieving partner, you know, he one eye open, one eye closed, you know, they say, under the table deals, you know, dishonest, you know, cut here and scheme there and try and get as much out of it as I can.
他两个拍档会不会有矛盾?
Working together, would the two of them have conflict?
那个想关心个工人，那个想刻薄工人。
And the one wants to be concerned about his workers, the other one wants to take advantage of his workers.
是不是两个都会有矛盾的做拍档?
Won't that cause conflict as partners in a business?
信与不信不可以同父一轭。
So believers and unbelievers working in this kind of a relationship is going to cause difficulty.
你看下保罗用的字眼。
Look at the words that Paul's used.
在十四节和十五节
In 14 and 15. 他说不相配 Yoked together. 相交 Fellowship. 相通 Communion. 相和 accord or harmony， 相干 partnership， 相陪、相交、相通、相和、相干，全部都是相。So together， fellowship， communion， harmony， partnership， 是一个很紧密一个的关系。It's all talking about a close relationship， 是吗？我们是有这个紧密的关系，一个信和一个不信就一定会产生冲突。 And so if you have this type of a close relationship and one is a believer, one is not a believer, it's going to cause conflict. 如果一个信一个不信是没有一个共通价值观， And so if one believes and one doesn't believe, there's no common value system.没有一个共同的目标， There's no common goal， 没有一致的道德标准， And there's no common moral value。 过不到教会怎样跟世界同父一轭呢？ How was the Corinthian church unequally yoked with the world？我想保罗是强调紧是长久的关系，有合作性的关系。I think Paul is stressing the long-term bonding relationships， 不是偶然的关系。It's not your casual acquaintances。耶稣讲明俾我哋听，我哋基督徒，我哋要喺呢个世界，唔系要我哋离开世界。Jesus told us as Christians we are to be in the world。We do not leave the world. 我们是在这个世界里面，但是我们不应该属于这个世界。We are in the world, but we should not be of the world. 你在世界里面，你是要做光，做盐。You are in the world, you're to be the light of the world, you're to be the salt of the world. 所以你一定跟未信主的、不信耶稣的人有碰撞、接触。And so you should be interacting with non-Christians.你应该同唔信主嘅人系有一啲嘅友谊同埋关系。You should have friendships and certain relationships with non-Christians. 如果唔系，你点影响佢信主呢 ？If not, how can you influence them to be Christians? 亦都唔系讲到我哋打工仔 ，and it's not talking about those of us who are workers in a business. 因为你请问澳门有几多个基督徒老细啊 ？Anybody know how many Christian？Bosses there are in Macau? 多不多 Many? 好少啊 Very few. 如果我们说基督徒一定要在基督教公司或者基督徒开的公司先打得工，哇我想我们个个都饿死啊。And if you say, a Christian can only work in a Christian-owned company or where the boss is a Christian, I think we'd all go hungry because there aren't enough companies to go around.保罗不是讲这些日常生活这些正常关系 Paul is not talking about these kind of relationships 保罗的意思是讲一些紧密的长久的关系 Paul is talking more about close-knit long-term relationships 猪 有猪性他喜欢犁羊有羊性喜欢草地 You know, pigs have the pig's nature and they like to associate with other pigs in a mud hole. And sheep have a sheep nature and they like to munch on grass in a flock, with a flock in the pasture. 我们基督徒我们应该有基督徒神性 As Christians, we should have God's nature. 我们应该同基督徒一起 And we should like to associate with Christians. 但是同父一轭生活方面呢，我想婚姻就是一个理所当然的事，是吗？ But when you're talking about having a yoke together in relationships, I think the first thing we'd think of is marriage, right? 婚姻是一个长久的关系。Marriage is a long-lasting relationship. 我们因为夫妻就是应该是有共同信仰、共同兴趣、共同价值观。 共同生活方式。
And so husband and wife, they should have the same value system. They should have the same interests. They should have the same faith. They should have the same lifestyle.
好多年轻人太单纯。
Too many young people are too innocent.
他觉得我要谈恋爱好简单。
And they think, I'm going to start dating with a girl or a guy, and it's so simple.
我喜欢她，她合我眼缘。
I like her, you know, she likes me, you know, we just get along well, you know.
我信耶稣，她不信，没所谓啦。
I believe in Jesus, they don't believe in it. It's no problem, you know.
一个信和不信一起谈恋爱有没有问题？
Is there a problem with somebody that believes in Jesus and somebody that doesn't having a relationship?
有大問題。
It's a big problem.
有什麼問題？牧師你這麼蒙塞，你不懂開通的，我找不到對象在教會。
Pastor, you're too close-minded. You don't understand. I can't find somebody here in this church.
Yeah. Well, 那如果是一個信主，他的兴趣应该是喜欢回教会，喜欢看圣经，喜欢是、有神合神心意的价值观、是吧？
As a Christian, you know, you should be somebody you like to read the Bible, you like to pray, you like to come to church, you have the values that God gives in the Bible.
有个非基督徒的价值观生活，即有什么可以一起共通呢？
And so, as a non-Christian, it's completely opposite. What do you have in common?
如果讲谈恋爱，应该讲到心里边嘅底线嘅就系有共通点啊。
And if you're talking about a loving relationship, you should have something in your hearts that's, you know, compatible.
但如果呢个基本嘅系好唔一样，咁点解要谈恋爱嘅？
But if this basic thing is not compatible, how can you even start a relationship?
基督徒同埋非基督徒结婚有冇问题？
Is there a problem with Christians marrying non-Christians?
Yeah, 非常之大问题。
It's a very big problem.
有咩问题啊？就系冇呢个嘅共通点。
The problem is you don't have this basis.
我系信耶稣，要翻教会，佢拜神，要去庙嘅。
I believe in Jesus. I want to go to church, and they believe in worshiping the idols.
我就系睇圣经，又想分享我嘅心得。佢就系睇马经，又系睇电视剧，又想同我分享佢书钱。
And you know, I read the Bible and I study the Bible and I want to share from my heart. You know what God's taught me. And they're reading the horse racing paper and all about the gossip on TV. And they want to talk about how much money they lost.
系冇共通点啊
！There's nothing in common.
结果会唔会有冲突？
Is it going to cause problems?
非常之大冲突嘅
，It'll cause a big problem.
我哋系冇咁单纯
，Don't be so naive.
好多年轻人觉得冇所谓咧，我会带佢信主嘅。
And so many young people think it's okay, man. I can bring them to Christ.
对不住，你带不到他信主。
I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to bring them to Christ.
因为你信耶稣已经跟他谈恋爱，他已经看到你的信仰对你没意义。
Because as a Christian, and you're having dating with this person, they already see that your relationship with God is not that important to you, so why should it be important to them?
跟着有的人就是更单纯，因为谈恋爱拍拖一年两年十年，感情同埋理性分唔开。
And then you know you get in a rut because after dating for 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, your rational thinking and your emotions you can't separate it.
跟住话唔紧要啊，我哋结婚之后我带佢信主咯。
And they say it's okay after I get married I'll bring him to Christ.
对不住，如果你是谈恋爱带不到他信耶稣，你结婚之后更加不会信耶稣。
If they don't become a Christian while you're dating, they will never become a Christian after you get married.
不要这么单纯啊，
Don't be so naive.
不要入到这个关系，不要 入到呢个困局。Don't get stuck in this relationship. 我哋基督徒，我哋结婚一夫一妻，一生一世啊。As Christians, we believe one husband, one wife for life, right? 所以你入咗去，你结咗婚，你点算啊？基督徒唔应该离婚嘛？你要努力，但系你会辛苦。As Christians, once we get married, we should not think of divorce. We should work to make the marriage last. But you're going to have a hard life.你唔会得到你想得到嗰种幸福，嗰种浪漫。You're not going to get that what you're hoping to get that romantic warmth in blessed family life. 你会长期一个张力，一个长期嘅压力。You're going to be faced with a lifetime of stress and pressure. 你会狭窄。会被四面包围。You're going to be crushed in. You're going to be encased on all four sides. 不可同苦一厄。Don't be joined in a relationship. 嗱，我是讲紧一啲结婚之前未信主嘅，同埋信主。I'm talking about those who were not married yet. One is a Christian and one is not a Christian. 如果你已经结咗婚先信耶稣是完全不同。If you are already married and then become a Christian, it's a completely another ballgame. 因为你已经是不信主，结咗婚有一段生活，跟住信耶稣，你的配偶看到你的改变。Because as a non-Christian husband and wife, when you become a Christian, your spouse sees that you're a Christian and you're changed. 咁啊，呢个你影响佢信耶稣好有机会嘅。And then because of your changed lifestyle, you can influence them to become a Christian because they see the difference in you. 嗱，如果你已经有呢啲关系，点算呢 ？If you're already in that relationship, what should you do?我劝你，如果你未结婚，快啲停止佢。短痛好过长痛。I recommend that if you're already in a relationship that you shouldn't be in, cut it off now. It's better to have the pain of cutting it off now than having a long-term pain of lifetime. 如果你已经结咗婚，我哋为你祈祷，你会辛苦。If you're already married, we'll pray for you. It's going to be difficult. 数字话我哋听，九成九对方唔会信主。And according to statistics, it shows us that 99% of the non-Christian spouses will not become a Christian. 你会面对一个一生一世的辛苦。You're going to face a lifetime of difficulty. 你要努力，你要祈祷，我们靠神帮你。You need to face it, you need to live with it. We'll pray that God will help you. 希望你的配偶会信主。We hope that your spouse will come to Christ. 但对你的未结婚，唔好玩呢个游戏，唔好玩呢个火。But for those of you that are not Christians, that are not married yet, don't play with this fire. Don't play this game. 你会辣亲啊。You will get burnt. You will get ripped off. 所以你停止佢。So cut it off while you have a chance. 喺呢个问题，耶稣讲过一样嘢，我觉得好系安慰。In this, Jesus said something I think is so comforting. 耶稣在马太福音十一章廿八到三十节讲。Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 to 30, 凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. 我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。这样你们心里就必得享安息。Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. 因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻散的。For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. 我们不应该同世界同负一轭，我们应该同耶稣同负一轭。We shouldn't be unequally yoked with the world, we should be yoked with Jesus. 耶稣的轭是容易，耶稣的轭是轻散。And the yoke that Jesus gives us is easy and light. 耶稣明白我们的辛苦。Jesus understands what we're facing, our difficulty. 佢想帮到我哋 ，and he wants to help us。你想过呢个生活，你需要同耶稣同苦一轭。And if you want to face the challenges of this world, you need to be yoked with Jesus Christ。我哋好快睇埋最后几节，十六节。Let's look at the last couple of verses very quickly。神的殿和偶像有什么相干呢？因为我们是永生神的殿，就与神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要作他们的神，他们要作我的子民。 Verse 16, And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, and as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 你知不知你身体是神的殿？Do you know that your body is the temple of God? 你的身体就是圣灵居住。You have the Holy Spirit living in you. 所以你的身体你不应该是跟世界搞到这样的关系。So your temple of God should not be joined with the world in these ways. 是拜偶像，是帮衬妓女，是跟未信的一起拍档，或者是结婚。So as the temple of God, we should not be out worshiping idols. We should not be out visiting prostitutes. We should not be in a business relationship with non-Christians. And we should not be marrying non-Christians. 这个就我们神的殿。Because we are the temple of God. 我们有圣灵在我们里面。And we have the Holy Spirit in us. 这个我们需要信心。We need faith.如果你在这个的关系里面你想脱离你需要信心 If you're in this relationship and you want to get out you need faith 信心是信什么 And what faith do you need 相信我不跟这个不信主的人拍拖我相信神会为我安排一个爱主的对象 The faith to believe that I'm not going to date this non-Christian I have faith that God will bring into my life a strong believer who loves Jesus Christ你有没有这个信心你放开这个的你揸住紧这个的关系你信不信神可以给你一个更好的关系 To give up this relationship that you're holding on to, do you believe that God can give you a better relationship? 我相信 I believe he can. 你是神的殿 You're the temple of God.你是神的儿女 You're the child of God 神爱你想为你做好的 God loves you and he wants to give He wants to bless you 因为你是神的儿女 Because you're the children of God 十五节讲过一个字可能大家都不明白是什么是比利 In verse 15 there's mentioned a name Billy I can't even pronounce it right Billy新約聖經出現一次 That word only appears in the New Testament one time 舊約聖經是希伯來話的字是出現好多次 But in the Old Testament it appears many times 它意思是形容一個衰到塌地的污穢的人 And it's describing somebody that's just so evil and living a lifestyle of wickedness 所以在舊約聖經好多次是形容魔鬼邪惡And so in the Old Testament, the word is often used to describe sin, unrighteousness, Satan himself. 我们做基督徒跟拜偶像邪恶有什么关系? And as Christians, what relationship should we have with the world, with Satan, with idol worshiping? 现在就来过年了。We're getting ready to go into the new year. 那么过年了有好多拜偶像的东西。And in the new year, there are many spiritual things. 风水、占卜、星座 You know, all these things of Satan, you know, the necromancing, 风水, then you've got astrology, you've got idol worship, 我有睇象 and how about fortune telling?我们身为基督徒神要我们同这些分割 And as Christians God wants us to be separated from these things 不可以同父一轭 ，not to be joined with them in unity。最后两节十七同埋十八 ，the last two verses look very closely， 17 and 18。又说你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. 我要作你们的父，你们要作我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。 I will be your father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. 从他们出来， come out, 不要继续在这些神不喜欢的关系里面， don't stay in these relationships that God doesn't want you to be in. 我们是对世界宽容的、气量的，我们对神是关怀。 And if you're being tolerant to the world, you're being closed off to God. 出来， come out, 为耶稣的真理站起来。Stand for Jesus Christ and for what he believes. 我记得我初信主的时候，我以前是吸毒者。 I remember when I first became a Christian, I used to be a drug addict. 我一信耶稣的时候，同我们以前的朋友一刀两断。 And when I first became a Christian, I had a split with my old friends, just completely cut off from them. 但渐渐两三个月之后呢，渐渐呢同他玩在一起。But a few months later, I started hanging out with them again. 我冇再吸毒，冇再饮酒，但我日日同佢一齐玩音乐啊，弹吉他，听下歌，去 party 啊，佢去边度一齐坐车又出出入入。And you know, I didn't take drugs or start drinking again, but I was hanging out with them. You know, playing guitar, listening to music in the cars with them, going to their parties, doing this. 我好多时话我要同佢传福音。And many times in my heart, I'm saying I'm going to share the gospel with them. 但系好多时结变咗唔系，就系喺度一齐佢饮酒，我饮咖饮朱古力奶。Many times, you know, they're drinking alcohol and I'm drinking hot chocolate or something, you know. 一齊男男女女，你知道我哋吸毒者好扭教係咪？乜都得係嘛？ And you know, as drug addicts, you know, the lifestyle is all messed up, you know, so guys and girls, you know, really messed up. 有日經過幾個月嘅時候，我坐喺一個嘅 party 嘅時候，個個都係忽到點啊！聖靈就同我心講：白約翰，你做乜嘢喺度嘅？你快啲走，你危險！And I remember I was sitting in the middle of this party and everyone was so messed up and so wiped out. And the Holy Spirit just spoke to my heart and said, Rusty, what are you doing in this place? Get out of here. 我嗰日就起身走人，跟住决定咗，神啊，求你帮我，呢啲关系对我不利。And then I said, Lord, help me. These relationships are not healthy for me. 我决定咗同佢真系一分开，开始翻教会，开始亲近基督徒。And then I decided I start going to church. I start hanging out with Christians instead. 弟兄姊妹，你今日嘅面对咩困难 ？What difficulty are you facing today？ 系咪迁就世界？系咪妥协嘅 ？Are you giving in to the temptations of the world and to the pressures of the world？ Are you compromising with them？世界影响紧你，但系你影响紧世界。Are you being influenced by the world, or are you influencing the world? 呢个经文叫我哋出嚟，唔好喺佢中间。This scripture tells us, "Come out from among them, be separate." 你要决定，我要为主耶稣基督企立嘅，我唔妥协嘅，我要做一个合神心意嘅人。You need to make a choice. I'm willing to stand for what Jesus believes. I want to stand on the principles of the Bible, and I want to live my life for Jesus Christ.
求神帮我哋嘅，求神祝福佢嘅话语。
May the Lord help us and bless His word. Let's have Kato. Let's pray. 主啊，我哋多谢你，你嘅话语系好真实嘅。Lord, we thank you that your word is so true. 我哋知道。面对这个经文，我们个个都很有挑战，很难做得到。
And Lord, as we look at this passage today, it's a challenge to all of us, and it's difficult. 我们靠你给我们有信心。Lord, I ask that you give us faith. 靠主给我们有勇气。Lord, I ask that you give us courage. 靠主给我们有清楚的立场去坚持我们基督徒应该行的立场。And Lord, I pray that you give us the ability to stand firm in our convictions as a Christian and how we should live. 主耶稣，我为了一些人当中是有一些你不喜欢的关系祷告。Lord, I pray for those today who are here that have relationships that they shouldn't be in. 可能是生意的，可能是男女关系，可能是其他。Maybe it's a business partnership. Maybe it's a love relationship. Maybe it's something else. 我靠主耶稣给我们的弟兄姊妹有勇气去面对他的困难，去脱离，去有信心靠主耶稣脱离这个关系。Lord, I pray that you give them strength and the faith to trust in you, to get out of this relationship and to stand firm for you, to believe that you will work in their life. 主，我为了一些结了婚的同未信主的人结了婚祷告。And Lord, I pray for some of those who have gotten married to non-Christians. 我靠主耶稣给他能够影响他配偶。I ask, Lord, that you give them the ability to influence their spouse. 影响他配偶是归向主耶稣。To bring their spouse to Christ. 主要他已经是行错一步，但靠主给他能力是做一个合神心意的基督徒的妻子，基督徒的丈夫。 Lord, they already made a wrong choice, but I pray that you give them the ability to be a strong Christian wife or a strong Christian husband. 他能够是将福音带入到他家庭， that they can bring the gospel of Jesus Christ into their home. 主耶稣，我们是需要你的帮助。 Lord, we need your help. 我们需要你的力量。 We need your strength. 我们靠你给我们能够开放我们的心对主耶稣，关闭我们的心对世界。 And Lord, I pray that you give us an open mind to the gospel and a closed mind to the influence of the world. 我们这个世界的宽容气量的心靠主拿走。 And Lord, I pray that you take out of our minds this concept of tolerance to the world and the things of the world. 你给我们一个要坚持跟随你的心， that we would have a heart that was set on following you and determined to do your will. 我们多谢主，听我们祷告，奉主名求。 And we pray in Jesus' name, Amen. 默祷之后散会。